Hello and welcome to the American Horror Story Podcast, the officially unofficial podcast for American Horror Story, this season freak show on FX. I'm your host, Aaron, and joining me this week and every week
is Cecily.
We almost called it the American Horror Story Authority, because we know
how much you all love that.
But
don't worry, we will still butcher words.
Oh, we'll butcher words, butcher plot, butcher characters.
All the things.
How excited are you for the new season? We just mainlined all 20 mini-trailers. We watched the official intro, which, for my money, I think last year's was really creepy. Every single time they got to the point where that little papier-mâché devil spread his wings, I had like a, like someone said, Mufasa.
You
Mufasa.
You get easily creeped out.
I am. I'm pretty much a pussy.
It looks like this intro is pretty good. I don't know that it'll stand. I mean, things are always subject to change, but it looks really good.
Here's what I'm worried about. The FX work on Sarah Paulson's Two-Headed Lady looks kind of rough. And I don't know whether
There are a lot of things that I'm willing to just kind of turn a blind eye to and forgive when it comes to American Horror Story, because it's campy. It knows it is.
It's campy, knows fine. It is. But I don't know. I just feel like that it's just a little rough for me, and I'm wondering if they're running a rope-a-dope and they've actually, these are like early test effects, and the final stuff is going to look better.
Maybe. Yeah, this is all promotional stuff. They kind of rushed out.
The other thing I noticed about Sarah Paulson's Two-Headed Lady character is one of the heads looks a little dopier than the other.
One of the heads looks evil, and one of them, well, let's say one of them looks pessimistic and one of them looks optimistic.
See, I think one of them looks dumb as hell and the other one looks kind of smart. Yeah, I guess happy, sad too.
That's the vibe I was getting.
I'm wondering if there's going to be, if one of their arcs is that they're going to come to loggerheads. They're gonna go like, you know, mano a mano.
Oh, surely the season's gonna end with one head trying to rip itself off and she's gonna die.
Or the other one head's dead.
How do you feel about the fact that the cast keeps expanding every year? Well, every year they bring back the exact same characters, but they play different things. When I first got my mom into the show, she didn't understand it. She said, "Well, wait a minute, this person died this last season, blah blah blah."
It's an anthology, man.
Yeah.
I love it, honestly. It's like, I wish they'd do that with Fargo. I wish they'd do that True Detective. Bring back the cast we love and just have them in a completely different set of characters and stories and everything.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that they're adding Michael Chiklis this year, as I only assume the world's shortest man, that's going to be his freakish talent. Because he's like legitimately 5 foot. Or 4 foot one, four
Michael
foot nine.
Michael Chiklis?
He's short, man.
I'm pretty sure he's playing the strong man.
Well, okay.
Jessica Lange.
Tom Cruise played Jack Reacher, so whatever.
A million years later, I still can't get enough of Jessica Lange. She's still fabulous and hot.
She's really good, and they dominate. They dominate the female category on the Emmys.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do you think that's going to be a handicap?
Wait, Jessica Lange did win. And Kathy Bates, did she win?
I don't know. I know they were both
nominated.
No, they
were up against each other.
They had like all the women from the show nominated in either supporting or starring cast. One thing else I wanted to run by you is I read an article online a week ago. I think it might have been on Grantland. Uh-huh. Might have been on Jezebel.
Okay.
It asserted that American Horror Story is the most feminist television show currently broadcast. Do you agree?
I can buy that.
I mean, it's a show that easily passes the Bechdel test.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just if you're not familiar, the Bechdel test is something that I think some Swedish feminist came up with. No. That I'm pretty sure it's Norwegian, Finnish, Sweden, Swiss.
It's a woman. A woman made up this test that any woman who's on screen with another woman, I don't know exactly how to explain it.
Having a conversation that does not involve another man.
Yeah, that doesn't involve talking about a man.
Uh-huh. It passes the Bechdel test. And this show always does. I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me as a female.
Is there something that you need to tell me?
Yeah, I just broke this on the podcast. It's hard for me as a man to say whether something's the most feminist or not. I mean, they had that really uncomfortable, violent rape of Emma Roberts last year, but then it turned into
But it turned into, like, an awesome revenge where she killed everybody.
Everybody.
I don't know.
So
I can't say that either one's really... I don't know.
I don't know. I was wondering what your opinion is.
No, I agree. I think it's got... I think that every woman on the show is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
A very strong, developed character. There's all different shapes, sizes, ethnicities.
It is very diverse cast, sure.
Yeah, and I can't get enough of that on TV right now. I think that they're doing a good job with all of their women. Whether you're an over-sexualized teenage Emma Roberts or an over-sexualized senior citizen Jessica Lange, you're still rocking it, and
yeah.
I love that.
I don't know. It feels like this year is not going to be a sexy role for her.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay, I could be. So this, the way we're going to cover this, probably going to be very similar to True Blood, although hopefully it doesn't turn into the train wreck it did at the end of the season. You know, we're going to have fun with it. It is a campy show. We're going to be cracking a lot of jokes. We're hoping you guys feeling us on that vibe and will join in on feedback. Do you have anything else you want to say? Because this is just something to prime the podcast feed.
Oh, I know.
Anything else we want to talk about? We're going to be this is going to be going up every Friday.
So we're going to be recording on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So make sure all feedback gets in before then. So
we yeah, that's right. Because we got a tough schedule. Poor Cecily, she actually has a day job, and we have to kind of record around her. But we get your feedback. We'll be trolling Facebook. We'll be trolling email. If we don't get it in the 1 week, we'll get it to the next. But I'm pretty excited. It's good to have you back in the booth.
It's good to be back.
If you'd like to send us feedback, you can do so at AHS.
Yeah.
At baldmove.com. Of course, you can follow us on our live Facebook feeds on baldmove.com. Facebook.com/baldmove. You can follow our release schedule on Twitter at baldmove, but don't try to involve Jim because he is snooty as hell, and he is disavowing himself of all knowledge of this podcast. It's going to be me and Cecily running our pirate ship.
Well... that's fine. We don't need him.
So the first broadcast is going to be this Wednesday the 8th on FX, and then we'll have the podcast out
the tenth of October.
Yeah, I think.
And don't forget to follow us during our Walking Dead Telltale Games playthroughs.
Yeah,
that me, Aaron, and Jim will be doing.
If Halloween in October is your favorite month of the year, we got you covered here in Bald Move because we're going to be all month long reviewing zombie films for our Month of the Dead. We're going to be playing, me, Cecily, and Jim, we're going to be playing Telltale's Walking Dead Season 2 of their video game. Speaking of campy fun, that's it. You can get that on Twitch.tv/Bald Move.
Twitch.tv/Bald Move.
We've got a bunch of other fun surprises coming out. I've got a Walking Dead book that's going to be dropping here in a couple days.
I can't wait.
That's going to be pretty exciting. We've got some contests. We're going to be giving away Walking Dead and Bald Move merchandise. We're going to have a chance for you to win tickets to the Atlanta Walker Stalker Con.
And you can meet us live in person at the Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta.
And these aren't some bullshit just passes. These are the VIP passes, too.
Mm.
So that's pretty exciting.
What does that get you?
Don't.
A Bald Move hand job?
A bald job? No, I don't. I'm not sure. You'd have to check the walkerstalkercon.com website to get the full details on what the VIP badge, can provide you. This is getting to be, speaking of train wreck, this is turning into one. We'll see you next week. We're super excited to have you back, and we'll see you then. Until then, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Cecily.
Goodbye.